I take it, that, and I mean, the subject of water quality comes up all the time, might even today, but the regulations proposed by the provincial government to deal with agriculture's impact on water quality, you claim, are unscientific, unenforceable, and are going to put family farms out of business. Why?
Well, exactly that, because this isn't so much me claiming it. It's actually the Keystone Agriculture Producers, who are the premier farm organization in Manitoba, also Manitoba Pork Council, very, very concerned that these proposed regulations will not do a thing to improve water quality in this province. Instead, small farm families will be forced off of the land because their farm management practices will be outlawed. And this basically has to do with how they apply manure, how they apply fertilizer. And CAP, of course, has said they're extremely concerned the proposed regulations are based on soil data that have no correlation to water quality issues. At the same time, no similarity restrictive regulations are being proposed for any other industry in the province. And it's also been shown that, that basically 15% of this this material that's going to the Lake Winnipeg is coming from agriculture, and the rest is coming from other sources. But they're focusing in on livestock now, but specialty crops and grains are not far behind. So we have a real concern, and I think we need to be aware of this as an agricultural community, that we don't take away because the right to do some of the things we've been doing for years, and it's going to put an undue hardship on farmers if they're going to go through with these proposals.
But these consultations with various groups, and there are many sources that you cite for this opinion, I know that, the ongoing consultations continue with the Water Minister, Steve Ashton. Is he listening? Is the department listening?
Well, the first proposals, when the industry responded, they came back and said they've made some changes, but not nearly far enough. And I think at this point we have to be careful that we don't have a minister and a government that's way overzealous in making this happen. Really, we need to step back, because right now, according to Andrew Dixon of Manitoba Pork Council, you know, we don't even have tests. About 10 to 15% of the soil or the fields are being soil tested to give us any idea of what kind of nutrients they have. So we need to have at least 5 to 10 years till we can get all these fields tested and then go back to government with some real data, not based on just almost hearsay and not really based on scientific data. Give us some time. Let's make it happen, and let's do it right. Let's do it together. I think that's really the request.